A balance of hope and reality.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Today, President Obama gives an update on the economic fallout and what the government continues to do to help things along. Leading up to that speech, White House economic advisor Christina Romer told NBC's Today show that the economy is still, in her word, sick. She says this morning the nation will continue seeing job losses and lower GDP for months to come. Standard & Poor's raised Ford's credit rating yesterday. S&P says the carmaker's recent debt swap improved Ford's capital structure. But the ratings agency also warns Ford could run out of cash by the end of the year if auto sales don't improve worldwide. Overseas, S&P cut Thailand's local currency rating. They say investor confidence has been hit hard by violent political unrest there. At least two people were killed, hundreds injured. Thailand's economy has already been hit in the fallout from the financial crisis, and now tourists are fleeing. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Last year, Thailand made more than $15 billion from tourism. Thai authorities say this week's violence could cut that by a third.
I think they're being very conservative.
Peter Yesowicz provides marketing services to the travel industry.
When these kinds of situations arise, it's remarkable how quickly the system will shut down. And people who have travel plans are increasingly prone to postpone or cancel those.
About 2 million people work in tourism in Thailand. Southeast Asian expert Rosalind Morris says many are middle-class folks, already hit by the global recession. Still, she says the country knows how to rebound.
Thailand is probably the most efficient country in the world at managing its image.
So when the protests end, she says, Thailand will waste no time in cleaning up and starting a PR campaign to lure travelers back. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, despite the unrest in Bangkok, overseas markets are mostly higher today. In Asia, the Hang Seng shot up more than 4.5%, although Japan's Nikkei lost about 1% in value. European shares are up by an average of about 1%. Here at home, the Dow lost less than 0.5% yesterday, closing at 8057, but there were small gains, mainly flat for the NASDAQ and S&P 500. No doubt the economic fallout has hurt many charities. Philanthropists and foundations have been tightening their belts, but some donors are giving more because of the weak economy. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Tyler.
Last fall, after a really bad day on the stock market, a small foundation in Illinois received a letter. It was addressed to its CEO, Sarah Shostak.
Dear Sarah, we are pleased to commit $1 million to the Community Works Initiative at the Evanston Community Foundation.
The anonymous million-dollar donation will help low-income kids attend preschool. And the donation allows the foundation to increase the amount it gives away in grants. But most organizations aren't so lucky. In the last half of 2008, donations of $1 million or more fell by a third. Yet demand for assistance has been climbing. At this Pittsburgh food pantry, volunteers pass out bags of groceries. Grant Oliphant, CEO of the Pittsburgh Foundation, sees more people he describes as the new needy.
It's folks who have never before had reason to believe that they would find themselves in need of assistance with food or shelter or transportation.
Pittsburgh charities have raised about $1 million to create a new fund to help people hurt by the downturn. But Oliphant says many nonprofits themselves need emergency assistance.
The concern is that some of these nonprofits will go out of business. It is immensely difficult to replace them once they're gone.
To help keep projects afloat, some philanthropists are giving more. Hedge fund manager Ken Nickerson founded the EOS Foundation to fight poverty in the greater Boston area. Last year, the endowment lost about 40% of its value. So Nickerson and his wife donated an extra $10 million.
We had more money than we needed, and the foundation had less. And so we actually transferred about a quarter of our wealth over to try and help recapitalize the endowment.
Nickerson says studies show the very wealthy often give about 2% of their income to charity. He challenges the rich to ask themselves, how much money do I really need, and how can I give more? In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
My
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's been about 6 months since Marketplace went on a journey, looking to find out if the economic fallout had set this country on the road to ruin. This week, Tess Vigeland and Amy Scott are back on the road. They're following up with some of the people they met along the way. And Amy filed this dispatch from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Almost every morning, this group of mostly senior citizens gets together for coffee at a Panera Bread in Charlotte. When I visited last fall, the Dow had dropped below 11,000, and Bob Brown was feeling thankful he'd sold all his stock just after the peak. Now that the Dow has crept back above 8,000 points, he's wondering if he should start buying again.
If I go back into the market, it'll be tiptoeing because I'm afraid of the bear trap, you know. So much bad news on the horizon, I think we got to play it very carefully.
Across the table from Brown, Jane Francisco is even more cautious. She's a retired teacher. She's lost more than $20,000 in retirement savings.
We just have it in a bank account right now. And that's where it's going to stay until I'm really sure that this is on an upward swing.
And by sure, she means she's got to see the market rebound for more than a few weeks. In Charlotte, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And you can hear more from Amy's visit to Charlotte this evening on Marketplace. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.